Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. And good morning to all of you. And good morning also to our friends and families who are following us over the television, internet, or radio. We gather on this 12th Sunday of the Ordinary Time. It's also the first Sunday of the summer season, the first day. We thank God for the changing of time and season. It is also Father's Day today, and so we ask the Lord to bless all fathers for those who have gone before us, that the Lord may grant some eternal life with him. And for those who are still with us, the Lord continue to lead and guide them in their faith. As we prepare ourselves to celebrate this most sacred mystery of Christ's love for us, let us acknowledge our sins and ask the Lord for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
We glorify you, we
take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us, for you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may always revere and love your holy name. For you never deprive of your guidance those you set firm on the foundation of your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Job. The Lord addressed Job out of the storm and said, "Who shut within the doors the sea when it burst forth from the womb, when I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling bands, when I set limits for it and fastened the bar of its door and said, 'Thus far shall you come, but no further, and here shall your proud waves be stilled.'" The word of the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. Some went down to the sea in ships, to trade on the mighty waters. These have seen the deeds of the Lord, the wonders he does in the deep. Give thanks to the Lord, his love is everlasting. For he spoke and raised up the storm wind, tossing high the waves of the sea, that surged to heaven and dropped to the depths. Their souls melted away in their distress. Give thanks to Then they cried to the Lord in their need, and he rescued them from their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Give thanks to rejoiced because of the calm. And he led them to the haven they desired. Let them thank the Lord for his mercy, his wonders for the children of men. Give thanks to
a reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the love of Christ impels us. Once we have come to the conviction that one died for all, therefore all have died. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for the sake died and was raised. Consequently, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him so no longer. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. A great prophet has risen in our midst. God has visited his people. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. A violent squall came up and waves were breaking over the boat so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not yet have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, whom even wind and sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Today being Father's Day, I would like to take the opportunity to wish a happy and joyous Father's Day to all of you who are fathers, grandfathers, godfathers, and those who would like to be fathers. As I always believe that Father's Day is not as important as Mother's Day, because even the calendar and natures dictate that as well. See, Mother's Day was in May, and it was during the spring season. It's also the Easter season, where outside you have nice cool weather and flowers on the field all over. Inside the church, we're wearing gold and white, and the church was just beautifully decorated for mothers. And even on television, all the ads, you could see for Mother's Day, you see chocolate, you see jewelry, you see flowers, all these things so beautiful. And they deserve that. Father's Day, on the other hand, is the first day of summer season. It's in June. Outside is hot and sticky. Inside the church is ordinary time. It's green. And then, of course, thanks to the wedding yesterday, otherwise we wouldn't have flowers in the church either. So happy Father's Day. Now, fathers, as you know it, that we are not perfect. Those of you who are married and who live in a family, we know that. And that they don't know everything. And they do make mistakes. Case in point, this was a young father. He has a little baby just born recently. And the baby was giving a fit, Susie. And the father that day, he, as for Father's Day's gift, he got power tools. That's a favorite thing you see on television today. You see Sutherland's power tool for sales for Father's Day. And so what this father got. And so he also got a list of honeydew list. And as he was fixing things in the garage, thinking, Father's Day, give me power tools, I have to work instead. So the wife came out and asking, he said, honey, and he said, yes, what do you want? And the wife said, well, little Susie is giving a fit. Would you take her around the block to calm her down a little bit? And with a loud grunt, and so he took out the stroller and started pushing the stroller around the block. He passed by the house once, the wife came out and said, honey, and he said, leave us alone, the baby and I are okay. And then he pushed the stroller around again. A second time, he was thinking, the baby's really quiet. And so the wife ran out again, honey, honey, and she was a crying baby in her arms, said, you push the stroller around the block for two times, now would you give the baby a chance? And so as you know that fathers are not perfect. In the first reading today from the book of Job, we see that even Job was not perfect. Although he was deemed to be just in God's eyes, he even told Satan that, the devil. And so the devil said, yeah, he is just and good because you bless him all the time. But if you stop, he'll curse you to your face. And so God said, okay, you go ahead, tempt him. But you cannot kill him or take his life. So within one day, the devil came and tempted Job. His children were eating in his home. They were happy and marrying. And all of a sudden, a twister came and took the homes away along with all his children. They perished, died. Job had a lot of livestock, and he had servants who were tending to the livestock. And all of a sudden, the marauders from elsewhere came up and killed all his slaves and drove away his livestock. Within one day, he was poor, broke, nothing left. Even he himself, who was healthy, all of a sudden he had all these boils and sores on himself. He couldn't wear any clothes and sat on a pile of ashes instead. And throughout all these, his friends came and tried to console him. His wife even told him, said, why don't you just curse God and die already? Get it over with. And even then Job said, no, I shall not. God gives and God takes away. But eventually Job broke down. He questioned God's wisdom, why he did all these things to Job. Although, as we know, God didn't do it. It was the devil. And so Job questioned God about his wisdom. And so instead of answering Job, God in his thunderous voice said, if you want me to answer your questions, you answer what I have to tell you first. Were you there when I created the heavens and the earth out of nothingness? Where were you when I created the light? Do you know where it starts and where it ends? Do you know where the wind goes? And Job realized that he was in the wrong, pounding his chest, and he said, I spoke once, but I shall never speak again. I am of no account. And so, as you know, as fathers too, oftentimes we need to admit that we don't know everything, and it's okay. Today, especially with the new technologies, us fathers can't work those things, but you give it to your little children, they know. With all your degrees, it doesn't work at all with the new gadgets, but your children will know. And sometimes you might think that we know more than God does. For example, in California, a severe drought, all the lakes are disappearing. And then to make it worse, there's fires, wildfires, season over there now, and they have nothing. And here in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, we're flooded with waters. And we're thinking, if we were God, we'll give some of that to the rain in California and all the drought states. And then if we were God, we just rain half, or maybe a quarter of an inch a week for every week throughout the year. Wouldn't that be nice? We have green grass all the time, no floods, just enough water for everything. Or so we thought. Or perhaps with all the recent tragedies, the shootings in South Carolina, and then another in the movie theater, and all these senseless killing, if we were God, we'd do it differently. But will we? Perhaps the same question could be posed to us. Were you there when God created the world? Do you know where the light started, where it ends? Do you know how the wind gets started and where it goes? We do not know. And so perhaps we should take on the wisdom of Job and telling God that we receive good things from him, should we not accept evil? As fathers, we too, we know we have to be humble enough to say that we can't fix everything. And it's true. Oftentimes we might think that we missed the fix it all, but we don't. We have to be humble enough to say that perhaps there's something we can't do. Just as in the case of today's gospel, the disciples now, they were all fishermen. Jesus, however, was not. He was a carpenter. So they took the carpenter on a boat out to the Sea of Galilee, and there in the middle of the night, the squall came through, and storms and waves and winds, and they were dying. And as fishermen, they were in that situation before. So thinking they know what to do, didn't have to bother the carpenter at all. But they didn't. They were about to die. So finally, they broke down, came to Jesus, said, Lord, we don't know what we're doing. Please help us. Save us. And so we should do the same. There are certain things we can admit that we do not know, we cannot fix. Only God can. And we look at in the scriptures, all those men, the one thing they have in common was their great faith and trust in God. And they're all saints today. On this day, being Father's Day, we also ask God to help to lead all our fathers to a stronger faith in God, that they might in turn lead their family to heaven. Because I think that's the most important things Father can do, is to lead and guide his family, all of them, to make it to heaven. If any of them fail, then we have failed as fathers. We ask the Lord then to help us today, to bless all fathers, those who have gone, that he grants them eternal life, and those who are still here, that they might be always protected in the palms of his hands. Let us now stand and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and became man. For our sins he was crucified and Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us praise the Lord of all creation for all our brothers and sisters throughout the world.
Tossed about many stormy waves through the years, yet still afloat, may we grow in our faith in Jesus Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace among nations, an end to all oppression, and freedom for all political prisoners, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
hear. For our fathers, grandfathers, uncles, and all those who have loved us and been like fathers to us, those who are living and those who have passed on to eternal life, let us pray to the Lord. For all who are vacationing or traveling, for their renewal and refreshment, and for their safe return home, we pray to the Lord. For those who serve and protect our nation at home and abroad, and for their families and loved ones, we pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Ben Meir, Pete Gonzalez Jr. and Minnie Gonzalez, Luisa Garza, Maria Martinez, Frank Garza Jr., Francisco Garza Sr., Jose Salinas, Joe Cueva, Roger Salazar, and Sarah Torres, we pray to the Lord. And now for all of those prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts. My dear friends, for all of these needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Almighty God, the world came about at your command. Deepen in us an unshakable faith in your goodness and love, and grant these our prayers that we make through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Shall not depart.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church. Receive, O Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation and praise, and grant that cleansed by its action, we may make offerings of our heart pleasing to you through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for you lay the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder, to ruin your name over all you who have made, and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim.
Holy.
Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints on whose constant intercession we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servants Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who were pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Peace be with you. 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 Peace be with you.
Sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
The barren desert, but you shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way. You shall speak your words in foreign land, and all will understand. Blessed, blessed.
Please remain seated for a few announcements. Tomorrow, June 22nd at 6:30, Bishop Moe would like to invite all of us here to the cathedral at 6:30 to celebrate the Mass with him for the fourth night for freedom, for religious freedom in our country. Youth group will not be meeting today in observance of Father's Day. Please join our resident seminarian, James Hernandez, if you're interested in a book club, Tuesday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. in classroom number 4 to talk about different books that you're reading. Also, the cathedral garden landscape, you know that I kind of tease God that if he keep the yard clean and mow and he has to rain, and he did. He did his job. So now we have to kind of, if you would like to help us out, next Saturday at 9 a.m., we'd like to pull the weeds, trim the trees, the flowers, and all these things. That way it will look nice for the summer. And also, the Fullness of Truth inserts is in the bulletin. If you are interested, please register. And as always, the parents will subsidize $10 for every ticket that going over there. And last but not least, being today's Father's Day, the church has this beautiful prayers for all fathers. So I'd like to ask at this time, only fathers to please stand up, and godfathers and grandfathers as well, for these beautiful prayers. And I'd like to, those of us who are sitting, that we extend our right hand over our fathers and pray for them with us. God, our Father, in your wisdom and love, you made all things. Bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. On behalf of all your children, we'd like to congratulate you and happy Father's Day. Let us now stand and pray. Renew and nourished by the sacred body and precious blood of your Son, we ask of your mercy, O Lord, that what we celebrate with constant devotion may be our sure pledge of redemption. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks be to God. Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.